Good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today for the first time ever is the gang. It's the official gang. I have with me Rosemary, who has joined me in the past, and Rosemary is our marketing
coordinator,
guru, amazingness. And you have Shanna Dunn, who is our chief operational officer, right?
That's right.
Yeah, she's amazing. Everybody we work with is. Kevin will tell you, right?
That's right. We're all amazing.
Okay. So we, while we're all together, we thought it would be fun to kind of recap last year and talk about what we do, what we did last year. And for those people out there who aren't really sure what the Chamber of Commerce does, this just kind of will give you an idea, because we do get a lot of random phone calls. One day we're going to just come in here and make it the fun day of the random phone calls and just tell you some highlights. But we get calls about everything. It doesn't matter if it's where to dump your oil, where to take your cats, the peanut butter scandal,
yeah, outbreaks.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so we want to tell y'all what we do. So this is going to be based on a strategic plan that we have, or the strategic plan that we have, that we developed with our chamber board. And they are broken down into three categories. Shanna, why don't you tell us what those categories
are? Yeah, so we have communication, member development, and advocacy. That is how our strategic plan is laid out. Everything we do falls under one of those categories.
Yep. So it's a big list, so we won't go through every single thing, but we're just going to kind of go through some highlights of that. So, Rosemary, do you want to talk about some of the communication highlights?
Of course. So in the communication highlights, we started the Morning Brew this last year, and we're continuing with that. We'll have our next one on end of January with education at Nelson University. We also send out a monthly newsletter that contains information that the chamber is doing and any new member updates, and any updates that members would like to share that gets sent out to all of our members and anyone in the community that would like to have it. We also do Facebook Lives with members. We do weekly radio spots with members. There's an event calendar. There's all the ways that we communicate with our members and with the community. That kind of falls in the communication world department.
And to piggyback that, so if you are not following us, our website is at waxahachiechamber.com, but our Facebook
is Waxahachie Chamber. Our Instagram is Waxahachie Chamber. We're also on LinkedIn, which is a business. Social media is Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. And you can see our event calendar on the main chamber page.
Yes.
And so, yeah, like you can go on there monthly and look at, you actually can look pretty far out on our calendar, because all of the events that we do and stuff will be listed on there.
And even member events. Members have the opportunity to place events on that event calendar, and it gets like, how many?
I think it's like we average like 20,000 views a month on that website event calendar. So it's so important for our members to put their events on there, because they're seen by so many people here in the community.
Yeah. All right. So you got anything else you want to add on communication? Did you hit the highlights?
I think I hit the highlights.
Okay, Shanna, you want to talk about advocacy or member development?
Well, let's go to member development next. Okay. And this is a large category, so I know we can't talk about everything, but under this category, this is where we focus on the needs of our members and potential members. So this has to do, you know, all of our programming, our services, our marketing, that kind of stuff. And then also under this category is nurturing and developing new leaders with some of our programs like the Waxahachie Young Professionals and the Bridge Mentoring Program that we've done, that sort of thing. So so much is under this category. Obviously, we have like our networking events that we do. We do a monthly networking luncheon.
First Thursday
of each month. Yep. We do a coffee connections networking, where we're out and about at different member locations and just have a great time meeting other members, referring each other, that sort of thing. Let's see, what else? This also, under this category, this was our educational events that we do. And we have a whole list planned out for this year. So educational events open to all members. And then we also have this nonprofit education series geared specifically for our nonprofit members, obviously. And then our large events falls under this category too. You know, banquet, clay shoot,
golf.
Thank you. And
clay shoots. I thought there were, did we hit those?
Yeah.
Okay. It feels like a whole lot.
It does.
And I mentioned earlier, but our Waxahachie Young Professionals group, this is a fantastic group that meets on a monthly basis as well at the Chamber. They do a coffee the first Wednesdays of the month, and that group has really grown this year, and it focused obviously on developing our new leaders here in Waxahachie.
So if you are under 40 and you are a chamber member or your business is a chamber member, you are more than welcome to join us that first Wednesday of each month and sit around a round table and have discussions about leadership, about networking, about business information. We come together and we just chat, and it's a good time to meet and meet fellow leaders within our community.
So Shanna, what about if somebody's thinking about joining and they're like wanting to kind of dip their toe in the water? Is there an event that they can attend to see if it's something that's a fit for them?
So do you mean for all members or Waxahachie Young Professionals?
No, I'm saying like a non-member, a business in the community is saying, I'm thinking about joining the chamber. Is there something they could kind of show up and see?
Yeah, so we invite non-members out there in the community that are looking to check out the Chamber of Commerce to attend one of our networking events. So again, this could be one of our coffee connections networking, or this could be one of our first Thursday luncheons that we do at the chamber. So just reach out to us. WaxahachieChamber.com. What's our number? 972-935-0539. Yep. Reach out to us. We'll give you the information. We do have registration for the luncheons because it's kind of limited on space and food is ordered ahead of time, that kind of thing. So don't just pop in if you can. Call ahead of time. But we would love to let you learn about the chamber by coming to one of those networking events and meeting a bunch of chamber members.
And even if that doesn't fit in your schedule, you're more than welcome to swing by and see our office and just come say hi.
Yeah, we'd love to give you a tour and tell you about all the things we do.
I mean, we wouldn't want to tell you all the things. You'd be so tired.
That would be a long meeting.
You'd be really hanging out for a while. Okay, go ahead. Keep going. What else did you have? Did you want to keep on that one?
I think we kind of covered it. Well, I'll throw out there. So, you know, ribbon cuttings. Chambers are known for ribbon cuttings, right? Why not? They're a great time to celebrate our members and put a focus on them. And gosh, we do so many every year. I think we did 45 or 50 last year. So we're looking forward to all the ribbon cuttings for new members and existing members when they have, you know, additions to their businesses, or they maybe change their location, that kind of thing.
Or an anniversary.
An anniversary, exactly. So ribbon cuttings are a great time for the chamber as well. That kind of wraps up that category. So next would be advocacy.
Yeah, what do we have on advocacy? Let's talk about it.
One of the really cool things we did last year under kind of the workforce development category was this teacher externship.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
We did. Yes. We had a cool guy come in and extern with us.
Yeah. So we worked with Workforce Solutions for that. That's something, a program that they invited
teachers.
Yes. Teachers to come in to businesses all over and learn about, different job opportunities that are right here in Waxahachie, with a goal being that these teachers then go back to the classroom and teach their students and talk to their students about all these opportunities that are right here in Waxahachie to grow our workforce, that they don't have to leave Waxahachie. They have all these wonderful opportunities right here. So we had a fun time hosting a teacher at the chamber.
Okay. What else falls under is that still under workforce development?
Yes. And, you know, also under advocacy, Kevin does a lot of this with the Workforce Board through North Central Texas Council of Governments and the Workforce Board Strategy Committee. So this is really Kevin's kind of sweet spot, right? He does a lot of that with these organizations.
Yeah, let's talk about Kevin. So Kevin Strength is also one of the gang, and he is our president, and he's a former mayor. I'm sure you're familiar with Kevin Strength, but he does a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, working with the hospital, the city, the council of governments, TxDOT. You know, he kind of helps WISD, kind of makes things.
He works
just WISD,
school district, and Faith Family Academy. He works with all of those to be a liaison between us and the city and
make things kind of run smoothly, since he has that experience as the mayor and those relationships in place.
We also worked with the floral department. I don't know if we want to talk about that really quick, with promoting education. With our banquet last year, we worked with WISD's floral department, and they created all of our centerpieces. And so it gave them a project to then see it placed in the real world. And this, we're excited. We're working with Faith Family Academy to do the same thing.
Yeah. What else? Let's see, we have business legislation and policy. One thing we do, let's see here.
You want to talk about Austin coming up?
Yeah, you know what?
That kind of falls under
that
category.
Yeah, we are going to talk about Austin. We're going to Austin February 19th. And we're going to go and see the Capitol, and we're going with Leadership Leadership Ellis County is going, but we're also going with Greater Southwest and Best of Southwest to go and just learn about policy, meet our politicians and stuff, the representatives, the senators, the state representatives, all those guys, and let them tell us, you know, what's going on, how are they working on our behalf, and if we have things we want to discuss with them, it's a chance to do that. So if there's a chance you want to jump in on that, please contact us, let us know. You can contact me, Julie, at the Chamber, and I'd be happy to bring you along with us. Let's see what else we have. We have... the WCDC meetings, the meetings with the city staff and stuff. So there's things that we're doing, like partnering up with the downtown merchants and making sure that we are in the know about what's going on downtown, and so that we can better promote what they have going and they know what we were doing. So there's a lot of moving parts that go on, and we kind of complement different organizations in Ellis County and making sure that we're communicating and getting the word out, making sure that we're promoting businesses and making sure that all those businesses are getting educated, their workforce is getting developed better, and we're connecting them and making those relationships strong. Yeah. In a nutshell.
Exactly. I think connection is the key word there. Mm-hmm. The Chamber is all about keeping all of these different businesses and organizations connected.
Yeah. Yep. We are connectors. That's what we do all day.
That's right.
That is true.
All right, ladies, y'all have anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Yeah, you don't have to be here in Waxahachie to be a member of the Waxahachie Chamber. We have members that are kind of all over Ellis County and mm-hmm. even out farther than Ellis County. So if you are listening to us and you're not located in Waxahachie, you're still more than welcome to be part of the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, for sure.
So don't be afraid to come and talk to us.
Come see us. We're very cool. All right, y'all. I appreciate you joining me today. That was a fun little get-together. We'll do it again. And again, we have Shanna.
Bye, Shanna.
Bye, guys. And Rosemary.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. All right. And me, of course. And if you want to reference this, you can always go back and check it in our archives on waxahachiechamber.com. And until next time, I think I have Lori Mosley joining me next week. We will see you then. Bye, y'all.
Bye.